Summer is on the way, and I'll bet your weekends are filling up quick, and nothing books you up faster than weddings. A popular destination for a Wisconsin wedding party is an event barn. And whether you are hosting the wedding or having the wedding, insurance should be top of mind. Carmen Brigan-Kutzma is an agent with Rural Mutual Insurance in Poinette. She says she's seen the wedding barn industry boom in her neck of the woods.
I absolutely have. Like you said, especially in my small area, people are inheriting or buying farms and turning them into venues. It's just very popular right now. People want to get married in beautiful farms and beautiful areas. So I think that's what's attracting people to start their own business in that industry.
Carmen says that it doesn't matter if you are hosting your own family wedding or someone else's, you'll need insurance.
So you definitely need insurance if you are hosting a wedding on your own farm, because that would cover the liability extending from the event. Regular farm insurance does not cover that, and the wedding party should also have event insurance as well to cover any liability and to cover their personal belongings.
It's really a group effort here. The property needs to have liability insurance, and so does the wedding party.
Mm-hmm. And that is called event insurance.
Is event insurance a one-size-fits-all, or do you need to make modifications based on your specific property?
So it's based on your specific property, but if you own a wedding venue, it is actually called business or commercial insurance. So it includes liability extending from the event, and each wedding venue is going to be different. So it's important to meet with your agent to discuss what your situation is. Every building is different. Every venue is completely different. If they provide alcohol, if they don't. So they're all unique.
Does that mean that an agent's always going to be coming out and meeting with the family as they get their plan together?
Absolutely. So we definitely want to come out and see the venue and have an idea of what you have for personal property and inventory. The agent also has to know if you are providing alcohol or if it is being brought in. If you are providing alcohol, it is important to have liquor liability coverage. We also want to make sure we are insuring the building to the correct value. We will review the venue itself to see what has been done to the structure or barn to ensure it is safe for the events being held. Some barns have had extensive renovations, making it safe and more of a conventional event space, and others have just opened the doors without any type of remodeling to it, which can lead to insurance concerns due to the safety of the guests. So we just want to make sure everything is up to code and safe.
When you go to a farm and, you know, you're writing up their insurance plan and going over the event space, what is something that you want to see to make your job easier?
So I want to make sure that everything is safe, that it is obviously remodeled from a typical barn to actually an event space, and just that everything is clean and up to date. And then we just want to make sure that we insure it to value and we have all of your inventory covered that you have on hand.
You mentioned some of these farms are still working farms. Does that make a difference then in the insurance process if you have like equipment and animals versus if you didn't?
So if it's an operating farm, they also have to have farm insurance as well as wedding insurance. So if it's an operating farm, it's a little bit different with their needs. They would want farm liability and event liability.
Are there any common incidents that happen where you do need to file a claim for an event barn?
I guess common incidents would be, I mean, if there was a power outage or something like that and they had food on hand, or like a breakdown of sorts, like a heater goes out or something like that. And two, if they have employees, they have to have work comp insurance. So it does happen where obviously bartenders or employees get hurt on the job and then they have to have the work comp liability.
Is your client ever surprised by what they have to think about if they're doing this for the first time?
We make it as seamless as possible. I'll go out and meet with the client for the first time. I'll ask all the questions that I need. And then we do yearly reviews as well to make sure that we're up to date on everything.
So, Carmen, there's a new law on the books where wedding barn owners either need to have a permit or a liquor license to have alcohol on the property. Now, it doesn't kick in for a couple of years, but does it change anything about insurance needs?
So if the municipality requires the event to have liquor liability coverage due to alcohol on site, this could be obtained by the owner of the venue or the people renting the space, depending on the regulations in place and who is providing and serving the alcohol.
So that's just going to be up to the event barn and their customer.
Correct. I would highly suggest having liquor liability just to cover you in the event, I mean, that something happened and someone came after the owner of the barn or the event center. Absolutely.
Finally, Carmen, I wanted to ask if there's anything else that the wedding party should know before hosting at an event barn.
I would just say make sure that you have coverage on your personal belongings. Some event centers do not require you to have insurance, but I think it would definitely be in their best interest to carry it.
Carmen Brigand-Kutzma along with us. She's an agent with Rural Mutual Insurance out of Poinette, Wisconsin. She's got some great reminders when it comes to insurance liability for your wedding this year if you choose to get married at an event barn or if you're hosting the wedding at your event barn. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.